Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've got breaking news on the Google Trends issue. It's got to be over 50 times you've made search terms that we put out number one. PrisonPlanet.com was delisted from Google News feeds. We've been there 8 years. They're trying to shut down our YouTube channel for no reason. We've covered that earlier. And I went to check Google Trends, and I noticed that it said Google Trends down. Top Google Trends are a day behind. That's out of the Huffington Post, the Examiner, Innovative. It's November 29th, 2010, and so I guess they've just shut it down because we're using it and other people are using it. I'm not sure what's going on, but this is bizarre. This is crazy. So I guess we won't have the number one terms today unless it's all backing up and there's some problem and then it comes out we're number one. Don't worry, Google. We'll hit you with Google is evil and Prison Planet, blacklisted by Google. We'll hit you with all that as soon as your trends come back up. I know they're in there trying to figure out how to stop us. And, I mean, that's probably what this is. I mean, you notice we launched the whole TSA thing. A prophet is not known in his own country, I guess the Bible says. And some people who've been listening to us for years don't realize that this show, the websites, the films, it's not even about Alex Jones. It's this community that's formed around what I've done and with others working together. And the system is scared of what we're doing. The system is scared big time. And, hey, what's the saying? Winners never quit, and losers and quitters never win. How's the saying going? I sound like George Bush doing a quote now, George W. Bush. No, it's quitters never win, and winners never quit. That's right. That's how you say it. Quitters never win, and winners never quit. And so we're not stopping. We're not going away. We're never quitting. The globalists spend all their time trying to teach you how you're powerless. They spend all their time trying to teach you that you don't have any power. Well, I got news from you. I got news for you. They're not going to stop us, and they cannot stop you, the listeners, going and getting the article at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com, Google blacklist PrisonPlanet.com, and sending that to your email list, your Facebook, your Twitter, your MySpace, to everybody you know, to sending it to local radio stations, local TV stations. If we don't all hang together, we will surely hang separate. And Watson's really written a detailed report on all of this, but it's important, I think, for him to add to his report that this is a big deal, and this is all part of the constellation of internet censorship and clampdown and crackdown that's happening right now. But again, please get these articles out to everyone. If they can wear us out, if they can train us to accept this, it's going to be everybody. And this is where they're openly moving. Google is evil. Stop being evil, Google. We know the CIA admittedly gave you your first money and set you up, and you're basically NSA keyword software. We know that's the kernel of your system. We know you're buying up all the other big technology companies. You're definitely moving into a monopoly zone, an oligopoly zone, bare minimum. You are a cartel leader. You are destroying the free market system. And you're now attacking the First Amendment, and I want everyone to declare war on Google. Unless they come out and sign an armistice and again, believe you have power. We're not going to stop with the TSA. A year ago, I had a contest about the naked body scanners. We've been covering it since then. And then it blew up in the last month. And now it's simmered down a bit. It's still a huge story. It's going to blow up again. There's many battles on the road to liberty. But you have to decide what road you're on. The road to liberty or the road to tyranny. By the way, there's AP. This just came out. EU launches antitrust probe into Google searches. I was saying we should have that earlier. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We're coming after you. Get that straight.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
They help to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-sitosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
T-shirt bans, pencils from class, cited as potential weapon making. That's what the AP Reuters are reporting on. Matt Ryan wrote a story about it at Infowars.com. Teacher bans, pencils from class, cited as potential weapon making. Remember in 1984, you're not allowed to have a pencil or a journal. And of course, next will they ban pens because they're pointed? Next, will they cut our fist off because they can be used as weapons? Next, will they, I mean, I've actually seen people arrested for bringing a plastic knife to put their butter. I see that every few months. There was one case with a valedictorian. It was the last day of school. She brought a pie for her teacher for an after-school party with some of the kids in the class. I even did that. I remember my last day of high school here in Austin. I was in school in Dallas and moved down here, being invited by one of the coaches who taught history class with some of his favorite students. And I'd never really been a teacher's pet, but he was nice. We liked talking about history, and he invited us up there. And he had some donuts and some you know soft drinks, and we just talked about 20 minutes. And he said good luck in college and everything, and that was the end of it. Well, if he brings a plastic, you know, Dixie knife to spread butter on a bagel, you get arrested. And in the case of that valedictorian, they took her degree, made her go back another year of school. That was in the news a few years ago. And I've seen cases of seniors They want to get you before you get out of there, where in one case, it's always a high-graded student. In the other case, it was a salutatorian. It was a girl again. Her mother had bought her, because she was moving out that weekend to go to college early, and it was in her truck. They saw it, a plastic box with the metal, you know, spoons, steak knives, in the package. They arrested her. And they said, sorry, zero tolerance. You've got a steak knife. And they're like, but it's a package of spoons and forks and butter knives and a few steak knives. You know, we bought it at Walmart. They said, we don't care. You're going to jail. Because a security guard walking through, oh, I found something. Not, oh, that's a box, a sealed box of knives, forks, and spoons. It's the same obsession with government and minions of government doing exactly what they're told and throwing the book at citizens. But then when bankers steal trillions and tell Congress they won't say where it is, nothing happens. Or, oh, we don't want people protesting the body scanners. We don't want to give them a fight. We want to retreat. We'll just do no body scanning or no pat-downs the day before Thanksgiving. And now that's confirmed. On Wednesday, we were saying we're getting these reports, and then by Thanksgiving Day, it was all over mainstream news that they had suspended the pat-downs and the body scans. If terrorists are just everywhere, why suspend it nationwide? It's an act of submission, an act of domination, setting the precedent for minimum wage federal goons to stick their hands down your pants. It's always more, 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 more. And I've seen news articles, mainstream, going, well, some joke that it may be a cavity search next, but terrorists are talking about putting a bomb up their rear end. We better pull people out and stick our hands up their behinds. And I'm sorry to have to talk about this, but this is what they're getting ready to do. I don't want to talk for a month about them sticking their hands down our pants, but if we don't do it, if we don't talk about it and say no, it's going to be more, 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 more. And in Matt Ryan's article, he points out the countless cases of kids will bring a G.I. Joe figure with a 2-centimeter pistol, kicked out of school, arrested in some of the cases. I mean, you've all seen them in the news. Or in art class, they continue all over the country to suspend or arrest or expel. It runs the gamut. They'll say, draw a image of your parents. You know, draw a portrait of them. And so a kid, this is even in like third, fourth, fifth grade I've seen these cases, will draw a photo, a picture of their dad, a policeman with a gun. Boom. When they're in elementary, they get suspended and get in trouble, and they demand psychological evaluation. They've had art students who were 16, 17 years old who get arrested. One case, the kid drew a painting of his dad who's in the Marines with an M16. Folks, they're training you that the image of a gun is a crime when citizens have it or when slaves have it. But when a SWAT team has it, when they're at a checkpoint, we're taught it's to keep us safe. Oh, the government in black uniforms with guns, that's good. Oh, citizens with guns, that's bad. Oh, you brought a plastic knife. In fact, in one of the cases, the one with the valedictorian, that was probably 6-7 years ago I saw that report. It made national attention. You probably remember it. You can pull it up. The security guard was just going class to class because the school day was over, and the security guard walked in where they had the pie or the cake or whatever it was and literally just went completely ape. Oh, my God, there is a plastic butter knife. So are we going to ban fist next? Are we going to ban glass bottles? You could break those and use it as a knife. Are we going to ban owning gasoline at your house for your lawnmower? Because you might use it as a Molotov cocktail. Where does it end? It doesn't end. That's the plan. That's the program. That's the operation. All over the country, I've seen reports of children being arrested for playing with toy guns. And you read the reports, it says the green gun, the orange gun, the bright yellow gun. You know, the 10-year-old was playing in his front yard. A police officer saw him aiming it at his friend as they were having a Nerf battle. He was arrested. People won't believe it if they didn't hear it. Guys, search child arrested for toy gun. I mean, you'll just see the cases everywhere. Ladies and gentlemen, will I be arrested for having this toy gun? If you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, it shoots little rubber disc. Am I Al-Qaeda? I mean, if I drew an image of this, understand that, again, a decade ago they banned dodgeball. Then they banned 5-6 years ago at almost every school district running. Then they banned touching. No arm wrestling, no pats on the back, no hugs. It's a ninnying prison society. So, I'm going to commit a crime right now on air. It's not a crime, but in public schools and now private schools it is. Give me a document cam shot, please, for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. I am going to commit a crime right now. A thought crime. I'm going to draw the image of a G.I. Joe. A G.I. Joe figure. With a gun. Now, you draw something like that in a public school, if you are in first through fifth, you're going to get a psychological evaluation, CPS visits, police may even be called. If you are in 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, or 12th grade, you will go to jail for this. By the way, you've seen the countless reports about English students in public school writing a story. It's almost always about zombies because there's literally hundreds of movies and TV shows about zombies and vampires. It's very popular. And I saw several cases in just the last few years of people being arrested for writing fiction stories about zombies attacking a fictitious high school. And I told the story. I remember in sixth grade being in English class and writing a story about zombies and how me and my buddy were in a pickup truck. We didn't have cars yet. We were imagining it. Driving in front of the school shooting zombies. I was given an A plus for it. I remember, because in sixth grade, folks, I was not a good student. An A plus was rare. I was in high school 5 years, to give you an idea. I was too busy chasing cheerleaders in my first year in high school and flunked. But the issue is I got an A plus for this in the mid-1980s. So give me a document, Cam. A plus in 1980. You get jail in 2010. That is thought crime. And that's where all of this is going. And I see reports all the time in the U.S. of people being arrested for racial slangs. There is no law against it. I don't like it, but if you take somebody's ride, it's over. Yeah, put it back up on screen. They found an article. 10-year-old with toy gun arrested, fingerprinted. That's in Georgia. The latest case of zero tolerance at public schools as a 10-year-old student. Sadder and wiser. Oh, see, it's good. And facing expulsion and long-term juvenile detention. And it has his mother worried that his punishment has already been harsher than the offense demands. See, the mother's so cowed that she's saying, oh, this is too harsh. It's ridiculous. He brought a toy cowboy plastic six-shooter to the school with a red tip. They bought it at the toy store along with a cowboy hat. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, my father, just 43 years ago or so, took his shotgun and rifles to school with him. But they all knew gun safety. The principals all had guns in their offices. You didn't have school shootings. Let me tell you, in the 1950s, the early 1960s, didn't matter if it was New York City or East Texas, if some nut took a gun into school, they're going to be dead in minutes. Nowadays, they teach the children in school drills to get on their knees and wait to die. They don't teach them get out the window, run, have a teacher that's armed, fight back, wait. I mean, if somebody was shooting and I didn't have a gun, I couldn't get out the window, they had burglar bars, I would crouch down behind the door, and when the guy opened the door, he wouldn't be expecting it, and I would break his jaw. And a lot of you feel like you're weak. Folks, if somebody's coming to kill you, you just tell your brain, go into attack mode. The littlest, scrawniest of you can literally beat the daylights out of an NFL lineman.
Attention shoppers, please stay in line. You must be scanned and searched before entering the mall area. Attention, you must disrobe and pass through the scanner at mall security before entering the building.
Hey, most GCN listeners know that the future of Christmas shopping may quite well be that scary. And while we're not there yet, as shoppers, we still face terrible traffic, crazy lines, and even crazier shoppers. But this year can be different. You can still opt out of the craziness and do your shopping off the grid by going to offthegridchristmas.com, where you'll find our new Christmas video featuring an amazing assortment of truly hard-to-get gifts. Gifts you simply won't find in stores. These are gifts that can help anyone on your list become better prepared for the hard times ahead. And here's the best part. Prices have been slashed until December 15th. This year, opt out of the lines. You won't get fined. You'll get great discounts on all kinds of off-the-grid gear by going to offthegridchristmas.com. Go to offthegridchristmas.com. That's offthegridchristmas.com.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3131. And support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Are you tired of police, judges, and bureaucrats using traffic tickets and other regulatory traps to trick you out of your hard-earned money? Are you sick of fraudulent bankers rigging mortgages and using the foreclosure process to steal your home? You need to visit bestfreedomtools.com. Act now to get an amazing free catalog and free DVD packed with vital information to give you the upper hand against these so-called authorities. You will learn how to overcome all traffic fines, how to stop judges in their tracks, and how to effectively combat penalty notices of all kinds without paying a penny. All the information you need to regain your health, wealth, and power is yours at bestfreedomtools.com. To get your free catalog and free DVD, call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or visit bestfreedomtools.com now for your free catalog and free DVD. Bestfreedomtools.com, giving you the information you need today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, we're going to open the phones up in the next segment on the Food Safety Act passing the Senate. Will it pass the House? This thing is so draconian. It's a complete open ticket for the federal government to do whatever they want. It's just a license to engage in total authoritarian domination. Same thing that they're trying to pass with this Copyright Act. That openly says the federal government can shut down any website they want, no judge, no jury, no nothing, no appeal. It's just the end of law. I want to get your take on the economy. I want to get your take on all these other things that are happening. But first, I want to play a video that is so extremely powerful, and we're going to do that after the break. And the article that has the video posted in it is Americans are willing to trample on one another to get their hands on cheap foreign-made plastic garbage, even as the United States turns into a post-industrial wasteland. From the American Dream blog, we have it again posted on prisonplanet.com in the commentary area. And they point out what is evident to anyone that understands what's happening, that Americans, on average, have turned into blobs, have turned into people that see themselves as like being children who just follow government rules, and that life is all about satiating our bellies, our sex drive, our lust for entertainment. But if you study the different psychological indexes that have been done in the surveys, people are more unhappy than ever. If life is nothing but entertainment and sex and drugs and grazing, you know, a type of twisted hunter-gatherer modern version of hunting and gathering, where people just go to malls and just buy things to buy it. You ever seen a child who really wants a toy when they're reading a catalog, and when you get them the toy, they're excited, they open it, they put it together, never touch it again? But then toys where they have to be creative, like Legos or painting or Erector sets, they never get tired of those. But the big, fancy, flashy toy, they don't use it. And it's the same thing with video games. I'm not attacking people that play video games. I played my fair share in, you know, junior high and high school. It's just there are more important things to do in the real world. And when we only get obsessed with false reality, they have all these big video games, these communal games, where there's millions of people playing them at one time, where people pay real money for a Ferrari. They pay real money for a girlfriend. They pay real money for a mansion in cyberspace, and people get obsessed with it. People get totally preoccupied with things that don't matter, and while they're obsessed with the video games, they're not going out and finding a mate. They're not planting a garden in the backyard. They're not looking at the meteor showers. They're not looking at the moon. They're not fishing. They're not visiting their grandmother in the nursing home. They're not involved in the real world. They're being sucked into the corporate, manufactured Hollywood death machine that's killing our culture to the point of a lot of people can't even get upset by the TSA sticking their hands down their pants. And it's just that simple. I was talking to a psychologist yesterday, off air, and they were pointing out that people are in a trance. If you study the brainwaves of the average Westerner, going back over the last 50 years, the brainwave activity is much lower. It's not just chemical with the fluoride and the GMO foods and all the rest of the poisons. When you watch television, it's not interactive. It's one way. And the brain stops connecting new synapses, and the brain waves lower. The same thing happens with video games, even though it's semi-interactive. And the brain waves begin to lower in people that watch multiple hours of TV a day. By the end of a, say, 2-3 hour television session where you catch yourself in a trance and drooling, your brain waves lower not just into a sleep mode. You're literally mesmerized sleepwalking. This is a fact. You are now in a oxygen-starved level that people rarely have in deep, deep sleeps. You are now in a near-death experience. That's mainstream news. So, many adults now are unable to even communicate. That's why when you talk to them and you bring up an issue, it seems like they're in a trance. They are in a trance. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy, divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now, for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Bye Bye Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now, or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. And cross food off your to-do list.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We'll take 7 or 8 of your calls the time we have left here. And with your questions, your comments on all that's happening, I've got some other news I want to hit on as well. But I saw a video embedded in this article. Americans are willing to trample on one another to get their hands on cheap foreign-made plastic garbage, even as the United States turns into a post-industrial wasteland. And the video put out on this YouTube channel is very powerful. It's SGT Bull 07 is the channel, but that's hard to remember. The name of the video is The Madness of a Lost Society. And I watched quite a few of the videos on this channel today. I thought they were very impressive. And this person really has a way with words to crystallize complex issues simply. So I say bravo to the director and the person that is putting these videos together. Keep up the great work. Let's go ahead and also want to make sure that we post this video by itself on Infowars.com, The Madness of a Lost Society, so it's easy for folks to find it. I know it's on Prison Planet, but halfway down the page. buried in an article. I want to get this up for everybody, but here is the video and the audio for radio listeners, and it really illustrates what's happened to our society. But if you are just a radio listener, not a PrisonPlanet.tv viewer, I suggest you do go to PrisonPlanet.com, link through to this video, and watch it. Because seeing people rioting and climbing over each other to get cheap Chinese slave goods, they should be getting physically involved in the streets taking our country back. And he also makes the point of, if this country goes the way of Argentina, and that's where we're headed, can you imagine how these folks are going to burn down every major U.S. city demanding their welfare checks? Here's the video and the audio.
The madness of a lost society. November 26, 2010. Black Friday revealed yet further evidence of the complete madness of the populace of our lost society.
In case you didn't hear, the leaders of China and Russia.
China and Russia said that they are renouncing the dollar.
The best way to think of it is a ticking time bomb. At some stage, the dollar will fall sharply.
Now, you might be saying, Neil, what the heck does this mean to me?
As the dollar loses status as the world's reserve currency, as mystery missiles launch just off our shores, as North and South Korea take the world to the brink of war, as the TSA violates all measure of liberty and constitutional rights, and as the U.S. military itself prepares for the coming total economic collapse and breakdown of civil order, this is what Americans care about. Wanton, lustful commercialism, acting like animals fighting over trinkets made by human beings for slave wages. As you watch this horrific video, do you think any of these people own a single ounce of physical precious metal, any gold, any silver? Do you think that even one of them understands what the Federal Reserve is, or that the Fed is spending them into oblivion and economic slavery? Do you think even one among them has made any preparations at all for the day when there is no food on grocery store shelves? And do you think the morally bankrupt executives at Target or Walmart even care? This is what we've become. A decadent, mindless culture who, by virtue of this complete and willful ignorance, are now officially complicit in the crimes being perpetrated against us. Do you think these people who behave like animals, literally trampling each other over $198 laptops and $10 toasters, will even pause for a moment to consider their actions before they riot and burn entire cities when the days of hyperinflation finally arrive? When the grocery stores are bare? When they are truly desperate? This, my friends, is what a dumbed-down, morally bankrupt, completely broken society looks like, and this is how it behaves. No outrage over the bankers raping them. No outrage over their gutted industry. No outrage over their plundered dollar. Just blind, wanton stupidity. Just bread and circuses. The elite are social Darwinists, and they believe what they can get away with is fair game as long as we allow it. This is social engineering, and they've done it to us by design. They've turned us into animals that they can corral. We are no longer citizens in a republic safeguarded by our elected representatives. We are consumers feeding at a corporate trough managed by officials.
Will you tell the American people to whom you lent $2.2 trillion of their dollars?
Hundreds and hundreds of banks, any bank or that has access to the U.S. Federal Reserve System.
You tell us who they are.
No.
If this is America, who will stop them? Our entire system is corrupt and needs to be dismantled and begun anew. But from what base? If what happened on Friday across America is any indication of the condition of the American populace, then our very foundations are built of sand. May God forgive us for what we've become and for what we've allowed to happen to our nation. And may those of us with the courage and sense to do it renounce this behavior and the monstrous marketing ploy that is Black Friday in its entirety. This, my friends, is not us. We are the Republic. We are the informed. We are the proactive ones. And it is our job to lift up those who are lost. And saving our republic is a full-time job. May God bless the republic. Thanks for watching The Madness of a Lost Society.
Wow, great voiceover, great material, great information, great video selects. And I know there are millions of people out there who can even top that, that can top what I'm doing. Recently, one of the biggest newspapers, magazines in the country was here for a big cover story they're doing in February. and they ask where I want to go in the future. I want to be able to see so many other people more articulate, more focused, more skilled than I, out there fighting the globalist, that I can literally quit and shut all this down. That's my goal. I don't want to be doing this. It is invigorating. It is empowering. It's also exhausting. And if there were 10, 20 other people who were as well-spoken, focused, dedicated, and who weren't infighting with each other, I would quit. I'd be gone. I would literally transfer my entire operation to someone better than I. Now, sure, that's a great video, and on that channel there's a whole bunch of well-done videos. And that's that individual, obviously probably in their part-time. They've got to work, whatever their profession is, putting that material together. But all of you could do what they've done. All of you could try to get to a point, make a film, get the funding to quit your regular job and be a full-time info warrior. You could do it. And I have looked. I've tried to look for other leaders. I've tried to have other people on air and build them up. I've found people that aren't mentally ill, who aren't in this to be stars, but not that many. Most people that get into this fight against the New World Order at a prominent level are egomaniacs, and they're completely obsessed and jealous of who I am and what I do. When I have a pretty low view of myself, it's hard getting up here and talking for 3 hours a day and staying focused and being articulate. I don't have teleprompters. And it's scary. It's one of the most frustrating things out there that I'm the best there is. People take my confidence, my anger, my commitment, my focus as ego. It is not ego. My ego has been crushed. It has almost completely evaporated in really realizing what we're up against. Knowing they're poisoning our food and water, knowing that we're going into pure tyranny. I mean, I'm not thinking about people thinking I'm cool at a restaurant or getting to hang out with Hollywood people. I guess it's because I've done it that I realize that I don't even want to say it's not fulfilling, because a lot of these people I've met are cool and enjoy freedom, and I like them because of that. But it's people that think that if they were rich, if they were powerful, if they ran in powerful circles, that they would be fulfilled. And I'm here to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, it is not fulfilling unless you're standing up for widows and orphans, unless you're standing up for the truth, unless you're standing up for human dignity. I really am upset about the neurological disorders off the charts, the diabetes off the charts, the poisons in the vaccines. I empathize when I see adults at a Walgreens lined up with their kids, shooting them up with vaccines. I actually say something to them. I was sitting there at Thanksgiving, and there was a bunch of family over in East Texas, and I had to hear about how they had the vaccine pushed on them at the store, and so they went ahead and got it. And I had to sit there and warn that family. And, you know, I had to sit there and hear them kind of go, oh, the government wouldn't hurt me. And I had to say, really, like all the people they shot up with syphilis? You know, grow up, man. You think I'm sitting here telling you this for fun? I've been sitting here for hours at Thanksgiving and haven't even talked. I don't particularly need to sit here and show off for you. When somebody's warning you about something, it doesn't mean they're trying to act like you're stupid. I'm trying to warn you. I didn't say it like that. I just said, listen, you better look into what's in those shots. The real response would have probably been to just turn the entire table over and say, research vaccines. Stop killing yourself. If you saw somebody rushing out in front of traffic on an interstate highway and they wouldn't listen to you or standing out there about to be run over, wouldn't you go push them out of the way? And if they tried to get back out in traffic, you'd probably have to go ahead and punch them. I mean, you know, we've got to start recognizing these attacks for what they are, hardcore and serious, man. We've got to really get serious here. This isn't a game. And I've tried to build up so many people. I've tried to have other people on the show and build up their radio shows and their websites. And in almost every case, they like make stuff up about me and flip out and try to attack, thinking if they could do something to me that they'd then be big stars. And they never produce any real material or work, and they just ninny and fight with each other. And we have no future if we don't beat these globalists. I mean, the globalists are able to beat us because we are those slobs trampling each other at Walmart and Target for crud. Let me tell you, if they had a video, you know, with David Rockefeller admitting he's a eugenicist and that he wants to kill us, I'd be in line for a week with a tent trying to get in the door to get the video to make sure it got out. But I mean, standing there in line, desperate. I can see people standing in line, ready to fight each other over land grants being given thousands of acres. You know, in the past, when the federal government got land, they said, here, come take it, because they knew the people would make wealth on the land. Now they don't want you to have land. They don't want you to have wealth. They want you to be dependent on them. They will trample and they will fight each other over junk that breaks as soon as they take it out of the box. Like they're finding their salvation in those stores. And I'm not saying buying things and selling things is bad. I'm saying worshiping it, having it as the ultimate thing in your life, and then not caring about the really serious things in life is destructive. You know, some woman running out and going, woohoo, I got it. I got in front of people. I got $10 off on the Chinese slave goods. All right, I said I'd take your calls and I'm ranting. It's just a lot of people see the bad in humanity and they give up on humanity. And they hate their fellow man. And the elite see us as fat, stupid, dumb people. And they want to kill us. And I want to build people up. I want to reach out to folks. Just because other people are cruddy and bad doesn't mean that I'm going to be cruddy and bad. I want to try to lift people up. I don't want to give up on our species. This is coming down to the wire now. We're coming down to the wire now on this. And stuff's going to get real bad real quick. You've already seen what's happened. Exactly as we said, we've studied history. We've studied the globalist. And I just want to stop it. But even if we don't stop it, at least we're going to have hundreds of millions of people worldwide, tens of millions in the United States who really know the score. We've got a chance to then beat the globalist once no one can deny what's happening. And we'll have a brain trust to rebuild the republic and a free society. We know if we give in, it's over. And we know the globalists are using this giant mob of dumbed-down fluoride heads as a political weapon against those of us that are awake and decent. So you've got to reach out to the blobs, even though they're disgusting and ignorant and giggle at you like a mentally ill child and love their slavery. You've still got to warn them because some of them can be woken up because they're dangerous hog goblins. You just saw the video. Let's go ahead and talk to Milton in New York. Milton, thanks for holding it on the air worldwide.
Hello, Alex. Yes.
Hey, buddy.
I was wondering, in regard to the government control and crackdown on the Internet, I was wondering what is your take on the IRS 6050W that applies to literally all Internet commerce now?
Yeah, I know they're wanting everybody to have to create a record of it and give it to the government, and anything over $600, you've got to get a, which will just shut down commerce. You've got to give them a tax form to track it. And it's just more. And it'll just shut down our economy that much faster. I think it's horrible.
Under 6050W, what it is also is that online sellers, if they sell $20,000 or more or run 200 transactions, are subject to 1099 starting January 2011.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about. And they've got in the health care bill a whole bunch of stuff tracking everything. I mean, listen, they're announcing the austerity. We're about a year behind Europe. The pension funds, the veterans' health care, they're coming for everything. And they've got fake conservatives on the news going, yeah, we got to cut the government. But they're only cutting areas of the budget, not of the 1,500 trillion plus in derivatives. That's 99 plus percent of the problem. All the other stuff is window dressing. What do you think about all this?
I think the IRS is undergoing a major crackdown, and they're doing everything they can to plug up every hole that they possibly can. In fact, I even heard, was it Rush yesterday, talking about new IRS regulations on tax preparers.
Yeah, they already did that 5 years ago. Now they're accelerating it, where the tax preparers will not sign off on mainline tax write-offs, and now CPA's job is just to give all your money, more than you even owe under the fraudulent system of the Federal Reserve, give it all to them. Yes, it's just a total raping. But then they write the rules where Google and Microsoft pay 2.4% tax. But then you know, who owns a car dealership or a restaurant, when they're done with you, they've gotten rid of most of the write-offs, the average person's paying about 40%.
And I think that this is a direct frontal assault on the middle class in particular.
Oh, absolutely. And then they've got all these shows on ABC with Bill Gates saying raise taxes on rich. That's not the billionaires. That's the guy down the street that's got 20 employees. And because they want him out of there. They want a wasteland. This is economic warfare. They admit it. Oh, boy. Thank you, Milton. Thank you, Milton. We're out of time there. I'm going to talk to Bill, Al-Qaeda. Bobby, Pedro, we'll try to jam you all in on the other side of your comments or questions ready. I'm going to try to come back tomorrow and the next day and take more calls. We may have some shows this week that are all calls. We got a bunch of guests coming up as well. It's just all insane. Google's trying to censor us and shut us down in every front, but it's because we're effective. So redouble your efforts.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
An evil swab-like culture on average, and so we're being overrun by even more evil people on top. Get ready, because we're inside the New World Order now. Bill in Florida, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. How are you doing?
Pretty good, sir.
I
I admire you, and I will say that God is graciously looking over you, because you are doing a job that I don't think many would sacrifice their time, their family, and all the rest for. I sent an email to Aaron. I wanted you to take a peek at the Senate payoffs or campaign contributions. The list that I forwarded to you is from a Florida address. It's quite amazing what poured into the Senate for this S-510 up until the 20th of November.
It's big agribusiness.
To the tune of about $12 million. That was just up until the 20th of November.
Now, did you mail that or email it?
I emailed it.
What was the title of your email? Because that's an important story. I've already seen articles months ago that Big Agri wrote the bill, but I'd like to show folks who donated for it. Because the media is like, this will get Big Agri that keeps poisoning you. No, this shuts down their competition.
Exactly. Exactly right. The email, it might just say emailed from a friend, but the name that sent it, I put in Senate 510. So it'll say.
When did you send the email?
Within the last 30 minutes.
Okay. Great. I'll get Aaron on it right now. Thank you so much. What else is on your mind, Bill?
The other thing is that, the awareness really needs to get out there. They swept this under the thing. There was a very good movie that delved into it not long ago with George Clooney. Michael Clayton was the name of the movie.
Yes, excellent. Excellent. Where they try to kill the lawyer, yeah.
Yeah. Well,
and it's really about Monsanto, sure.
That's exactly right. And I would say to the people that they really need to go rent the movie, rewatch it, and really see what that's about. I got inspired a little while ago because I watched a tape of you and Judge Napolitano from just a few days ago, him talking about Building 7 with you. And I will tell you this, I was born and raised in Manhattan and a little outside of Manhattan. My dad had a restaurant business there for about 30 years. I grew up as a kid there. My dad became an elder in a church. And there was a fellow elder who was an engineer on the World Trade Centers. And I'm going to go document this stuff, and I'm going to forward it to you. The engineer, there was a big story. The reason why the two buildings, and they never covered it in 911, why the two buildings didn't get simultaneously finished. They were supposed to be finished at the same time. There was, in fact, a huge, a very large schooner that was discovered, kind of like the little blurb that they showed today when they were re-excavating. But the New York Port Authority shut down the site because of the value of it, and they literally pulled up an entire schooner. It was a three-masted schooner.
Well, listen, we're out of time. Write a story about it. Send us an article. We'll post it. I want to jam in one more. I'm sorry to Bobby Patriot and Tom, but I got to talk to Al-Qaeda. So you work for the CIA? Al-Qaeda's calling from Georgia?
No CIA here, Alex. Sorry.
Okay, but you say you're Al-Qaeda.
I claim to be Al-Qaeda, of course.
Yes. So what's on your mind, Mr. Al-Qaeda?
I just wanted to say that it's going to have to take something individually for every person that happens to them that will wake them up to this. I live with both of my parent-in-laws, one suffering from cancer, the other one with other debilitating diseases. I've been trying to warn them and tell them about the situation, and they didn't believe me. And then something recently happened, their Medicare was cut off. You know, they didn't believe me, but then it finally happened to them, and they awoke.
Absolutely. They've got to have their ox gored. People better wake up and get involved now against the banker takeover, or it's going to get a lot worse. That's the only way is to stop their agenda. Key info coming up in the retransmission and InfoWars.com on the audio streams. God bless you all. Spread the word about the censorship and prisonbody.com. Great job, crew.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.